Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is David Linden today.
Good morning.
And we're having an absolutely tremendous conversation with Keith Klang, who is the Department Head of Adult Services at the Port Washington Library. And just before we went to the break, David had a question, I know, so we'll start
yes.
with that.
The library, obviously, is one-stop shopping for everything.
Yeah.
But is it restricted? Are your programs restricted to Port Washington residents?
That's a good question. We are a pretty inclusive group. We do not, for most of our programming, unless there's some type of space issue in terms of our the capacity that we can reach for our, like the legal capacity for our meeting rooms are reached, we don't ask anyone for a library card. We don't ask that people leave. So most of our programming, we serve a lot of people that live in Port Washington, but there's tons of people that come from all over to come to our lectures and concerts that don't live in Port Washington. And as long as we have the space to get them in, more often than not, we are able to do that. We are welcoming, you know, anyone from the outside community as well.
Would it be reasonable if somebody, well, my wife and myself, for instance, we live in East Williston, but we have two professional dentists and optometrists in Port Washington. So we're familiar, we come there. If there were a program that we thought would be interested, knowing that space is a problem, and this goes for anyone, would it make sense to call? Is there a number they could call and say, would there be room for such and such program?
Sure. Yeah, we for the most part, if we have a registration for a program, it'll say it in our newsletter for like a specific exercise class or a specific workshop. We will say that we're Port Washington only in the sense that to begin the registration, we want to get our people in as quickly as possible to register for it. But usually if we have open spaces, it's open to any outside person that would, you know, someone that lived in Roslyn, someone that lived in East Williston, someone that lived in Great Neck would
and
be welcome.
All these programs are listed on your website.
Our website, yep, www.pwpl.org. That's pwpl.org. And you can find all the information right there on our website. We also send out a monthly newsletter that's available. It actually gets sent out to everyone in the Port Washington community, but we have plenty on our at the library or on our website as well.
Actually, when I was looking at your newsletter, that's how I do know about the coloring, that you have a picture of something that would be colored in your newsletter.
Yes.
And you can show the intricacy of what you have to try to fill in.
Yeah, we kind of wanted to give people a little flavor, a taste of what that one actually is. The one that's in our newsletter from the January issue is actually a pretty
intense.
They're not all as intricate, although, you know, everyone can be as intricate as they want. That's the beauty of that kind of.
And for that, you're going to supply all the materials.
Yes, okay. Yes. All right. That program that's coming up, those two sessions are free. Registration is required, and they can register by calling the library. But the all the materials are free. Correct.
Okay. I have a question: crayons or colored pencils?
Colored pencils.
Colored pencils. Okay. Or even these. These marker things you could use?
Yeah, you could use.
The lines are so small. When you see the picture, because I've seen a couple of them, that a crayon is much too big.
Remember paint by numbers?
Well, you know, this is what it's evolved to, basically.
This is
David's looking at a picture of it in the paper.
Yes.
And that's a significant thing, too. I mean, somebody should call, if you want to call the library directly, at 516-883-4400, even to be put on the newsletter. The point of all these things, and especially even Project Independence, we put out our newsletter three or four times a year, and that you can go to the website and you'll find out all the stuff. There is so many things going on, not only within Project Independence, but then within all the libraries. And here Keith is saying, I mean, you can go to a program in Port Washington even if you live in Call Place. If there's something interesting, you want to hear the person speak. A certain classes may not, which is understandable because the taxpayers and the school district is supporting your library.
Right.
Fair is fair. But if there's still space, you know, a room of 25 and only 15 people want to go to that one,
sure,
then 10 outsiders can come.
Yeah, I would encourage anyone, you know, even if you don't live in Port Washington, all of the libraries in this area in the town of North Hempstead are really great institutions,
yep,
and provide not only, you know, programs to increase your brain health, but are great cultural institutions. Most of them have art galleries and photography galleries, and you know, the collections themselves have great material in them. We're really lucky where we are. The libraries have such amazing things to offer.
You know what happened, I believe, with libraries? Libraries were where you had to go for reference material.
Right.
Yes.
And then the computer came out, and then people said you don't need the library anymore, not paying attention to the fact that they've morphed, mm-hmm, into these social centers.
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
And so therefore, a library to me is more needed than ever before, because it's a community center, the good ones. I'm sure there's something to just books.
Yeah,
and,
it's one of
you're
the last...
sitting by yourself in a room with a computer.
Right.
Yeah. It's one of the last few places where people can come and spend time and not feel like they have to buy a cup of coffee or have move because, you know, they didn't buy something, and they, you know, we see such a passion for not only the older community, but the younger community too, that they feel like it's, you know, a place they can come and spend time.
I agree,
know, and
100%.
Not be pushed out the door.
Keith, my wife's library, which was, she had a group called, she called them the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
A group of older men. Mm-hmm. Who would come there in the morning and meet.
Yeah.
And that was their place. So the library became a meeting place for them.
Sure.
It was a destination, an important destination. Libraries are important for that reason, as John said. It's, you're interacting with people.
Yeah, we have a monthly, usually the second Saturday of every month, we have a monthly discussion. It's called Next Chapter. It's a discussion group, and they basically just do a conversation of current events.
Wow.
You know, it's open to anybody that wants to come and kind of chat about what's going on
right,
in the world.
Okay.
You know, sometimes things get a little, you know, intense, but it's a good, it's a really...
Right, depending on the people coming in the conversation.
Right, but it's a really, you know, welcoming, open group. And like you said, I mean, we have the regulars that come in, and it's a destination. It's a place to, you know, to make an appointment with someone and just, you know, spend some time together.
Sure. Come in, read the paper, talk to your friends, discuss things. Oh, yes, libraries are important.
Another thing that the Port Washington Library does, which I think is a little different than some of the other ones, but each one serves a purpose, is your museum pass strategy.
Yeah, this isn't totally... museum passes aren't uncommon for a lot of libraries, and I'm sure wherever you're listening, whatever town you live in, your library probably has access to museum passes. Our museum passes are a little, not a little different, but different in the sense that we offer museum passes to some more unusual, maybe, locations. We have access to the Rubin Museum. We have access to the Guggenheim. But we also do... Historical New York. New York Historical Society. We have the Intrepid, which is a really big for the kids. We do. We have a number of kids museums. New York City Kids Library, Kids Museum, the Long Island Children's Museum.
Okay.
So we try and focus it on a broad range of ages. So we have stuff for the more cultured art connoisseur, and also the kids. So
right. The wonderful thing about that, when Otto was on the show once, maybe 6 months ago, not 6 months, he's on often like David is, he was telling me about the Intrepid, and he got them at the library, and he took, I think, two of his grandchildren, at which point, like a couple of weeks later, I went to one of my Great Neck.
Right.
And I got the Intrepid passes, and my wife and I took my grandson. It's like, and I think it's $35 to get into the Intrepid.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
The pass was free, and you had 3 or 4 days to return it.
Yeah. We have, ours works. You check it out and you get it for 3 days.
Okay.
And you can go anytime between, you know, the day you check it out to the day that you return it. Some of them actually give you passes to, you know, get a discount at the, you know, the museum store or the museum restaurant, if they have a restaurant. So there's added little bonuses with each of them. And it's, you know, it's kind of what we were talking about earlier. It's kind of taking the library beyond the library,
right.
And really making it part of your cultural
life. And the price
life.
Is so right.
And the price is right, too.
Yeah. Between Project Independence as the lead, and then all the libraries, and then all the various art centers and theater type of places on Long Island, nobody has a right to say there's nothing to do. And you don't need money to do a lot of it. Yes, it helps for some of it, but not many parts of it. You know, your programs are all free.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to buy a cup of coffee, that's your call, but that's what it's going to cost you.
Right, right. I mean, we have movies, concert. Tonight we have a homegrown bluegrass band, as they're called, the Feinberg Brothers.
That kind of confuses
tonight.
Me, the Feinberg Brothers, but it's a homegrown bluegrass. It looks like they came from Brooklyn, personally.
No, they come from the Catskill Mountains.
Right, the Catskills. Okay.
Yeah, they're performing tonight at the library, a free concert at 7:30. We also have a Finnish folk band coming this Sunday. So we always have different music and lectures.
And you got a great auditorium.
Right, and we that holds upwards of 100 people. So it's a venue that most of the time we can get everybody in. And
right, okay, that's wonderful if it can fill everybody, because that means you're doing a successful job.
Yes,
you know, because it really is. It's a great venue, and there's plenty of parking.
There is parking's always. You know, we have concerts almost every Sunday. We have a music advisory council sponsors a concert, or we book a concert ourselves. We have concerts on Friday nights. We always have different movies playing, some indie films, foreign films, the big name films. You know, we screen them on a big screen that is comparable to some local movie theater.
Right, right.
So, you know, those are also free, you know, and another extension of the services we provide.
And you also have books.
Oh, and we have tons and tons of books.
A library. What do you even talk about books?
Well, I use the internet.
Yeah.
To get books. I'll go online, go to NLS, and get a book. And I've had many a book from the Port Washington Library.
No, it's amazing. But look at the time.
And we're
Keith, it's amazing. The information you gave today was just so helpful to so many people listening, and the stuff that you do there is great. But and we're definitely going to have you back again, and I'm probably going to stop in at one point to the library and say hello, because I'm in there enough. I'm in Great Neck, but I'm in Port Washington enough. We've been listening to Keith Klang, who's the department head of the adult services at the Port Washington Library. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Keith, thank you so much for being here this morning. We'll be right back.